You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone, from rainy Asheville, North Carolina. Hope you're doing well and that it's sunny and warm or just happy wherever you are. Again, I'm Robin, and I'm your medium, your psychic, your animal communicator and mentor for if anybody's interested in learning. And I'm here today to do a reading if anybody's interested. And while I'm waiting to do a reading, I am very excited to say that I am working finally on designing my animal totem cards that will hopefully go on sale soon. I don't know. I just thought birds have been spending time with me on my deck the last couple of weeks. And I really do feel like they're sending messages. A hawk a couple of days ago sat on my deck staring at me while I was drinking my coffee. And it just stared at me until I got up and walked away. A hawk is a messenger, kind of between the two worlds, between the spirit world and the earth world. And it's almost October, so the veil is getting thinner and easier to speak to our loved ones. So there's that. And a goldfinch just kind of has been hanging out on my deck all week. So I don't know, but I feel like there's something to it. And with that, I'm going to say Jeanette is here from England. Hi, Jeanette. How are you today?
Hello. I'm not brilliant. I've got the flu or COVID, I think.
Oh, no, that's not good. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, but I will send you lots of healing so that you feel better very fast.
Thank you.
What can I help you with today?
I want to know what you see for my soulmate coming close.
So you want to know what I see
on
with
love.
Okay, with romance coming to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So just concentrate on that for a few moments and let me see what I pick up on. I will tell you, I'm assuming you don't have one right now, but I'm feeling like there is somebody in your energy that is getting closer, if that makes any sense. I feel like you've been doing a lot of work on yourself lately. A lot of healing and such, and just getting to know, I know you know yourself, so
yeah,
but I feel like you've been getting to know who you are and what type of soulmate, what type of romantic person you want to come into your life. I don't know why. I feel like you've been talking to someone. Is that not true?
No, not now.
Okay, because I just feel someone in your energy space. I do feel someone stepping in 2026. I know that seems far from now, but I feel like during the holiday parties, maybe even around, I don't know if you celebrate Halloween or Thanksgiving, but I do feel like during the fall and Christmas seasons, I feel like you're going to be invited out to a party or a gathering, and this person's going to be in your energy. He or she is going to be around you. So I do feel like there's going to be an introduction by a friend or a business associate around the holiday parties and things like that. I'm going to say things aren't going to get serious until around June, but I do see someone coming into your life. I feel like it will move pretty quickly, quicker than you think it's going to. But I feel like this person's energy is around you. I feel like this person is divorced or in the process of a divorce, which is probably slowing things down. You know, in my opinion, people come into your life in different ways. And again, I don't feel like you know this person, but I do feel like it's like our journey is not a straight line. You know, I mean, you're supposed to meet this person, but either you've slowed it down or the partner has slowed it down. And for some reason, I feel like your partner has slowed it down. Like maybe you were supposed to meet 2 weeks ago and he or she decided to take another turn. So I feel like they're getting their life together and that you will. Sorry. There's an Amazon truck outside my door. Anyway, I do feel like that person is coming. Does that make any sense to you at all? Do you have any questions?
Not at the moment, but will I be happy with them? Because I haven't had a great track record with men from my 20s up to now in my 50s.
Yeah, well, so I do feel like you will be happy because I feel like you are both working on yourselves right now. And I kind of feel like that's what's slowing you down and slowing your partner down. I do feel like you're going to have to follow your intuition and trust yourself when that person comes into your world. You may have to take a leap of faith and trust. But I do see celebration. And I really do feel like you're going to meet at a celebration. So I do, yes, I do feel like you're going to be happy. I'm not sure how old you are right now, but I am getting the feeling that your 60s are going to be the best part of your life.
Good, because I'm 60 next year.
Okay. So you're an Aquarius?
No, I'm Pisces.
Pisces, okay. I'm just picking up that it's going to happen fast. You're not going to be prepared for it. I don't feel like you're going to probably look at the person and go, no, I'm assuming he's a he, but I could be totally off. So I apologize if I am.
I do want a he. Is he nice looking?
I feel like he's going to be nice looking, but not your type. And I feel like you're going to talk and start joking around and there's going to be, I don't know, you're going to just be comfortable right away. But I'm just seeing that he's different than other people you've dated. And when I say different, I just mean he might open doors and maybe you've never had a door open before, or, you know, he's going to be more of the knight in shining armor type of person. I'm not sure if that's the type of person you're looking for, but I keep getting that he's going to be a little bit different and you're not going to expect it, but you're going to be happy.
Is he foreign?
I'm sorry?
Is he foreign?
I feel like you're going to travel with him. And I feel like, again, I feel like your 60s are going to be full of, I want to say adventure, but travel and just having a good time. I feel a lot of laughter. Okay. I feel like the first time you meet with each other, it's going to be laughter. Like something's going to make you laugh, and that's what's going to attract the two of you to each other, because You may be the only two laughing at something, but you're going to find that you have that in common, and it's just going to make you laugh even harder. So I do feel like there's going to be some laughter, not some, a lot of laughter and joking around and just doing fun things. I'm really seeing a lot of travel too. I do feel like,
Is he financially stable?
I was just about to say that I feel like he is in, but I also feel like, I don't know. I just keep seeing not a castle, but I'm picturing England and I don't know why, but I'm just picturing like a brick house. But I'm just picturing romance and being able to do things that you're not doing right now. I'm getting a stop sign. So for me, that means right now, try to let go and not worry about it, about anything, and just let it happen. Because sometimes when you manifest or you're dreaming about things, you have to kind of let go a little and just trust that it's going to happen. I'm not saying give up, but I'm just saying let go of it for a little bit so that he can come in, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Do you see us living abroad?
Living where?
Living in the Mediterranean somewhere.
Yes, I do. I don't see you leaving. You know, I see you. I don't know why, but I am getting a lot of water. So I thought you said, do I see you living on a boat? And no, I don't see you living on a boat, but I do see a lot of water surrounding you.
Oh, that's good. You know what country?
I don't feel like you're leaving the UK, to be honest with you. I'm not seeing you leaving, but I am seeing this person as a writer, or he does something with art or poetry, but he's definitely writing, a writer of some sort. So I don't know if you write, but I feel like there's something very creative about him.
And he's going to be into me, yeah?
I feel like you're both going to be into each other, as like right away. Again, you're not going to look at him. You're going to look at him and go, he's not my type, but then he's going to be your type.
Okay.
I do feel like you're going to build a life together. And I'm getting May, June are the significant months. Not to meet him, because you'll meet him before then, like I said, around the holidays. But I am getting May, June, things will get more serious.
Perfect.
And I do, again, the finances, I see financially stable for both of you.
Good. Good.
I'm also getting spiritual. So not like a churchgoer, but spiritual. Enjoying to talk about. I'm sorry?
I do a lot. I am very spiritual and psychic.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like he will also be spiritual.
Yeah. I read as well, the tarot, and I do mediumship.
Oh, okay. That's good. Then you'll know when he's there, because you'll just trust your intuition. I keep hearing that very loudly. Trust your intuition.
Yeah, I do.
Good. And I hope you feel better. I know we're out of time, but I really do. I will send healing your way, and I hope you all your dreams come true.
Thank you very much. Much appreciate.
You're welcome. Take care. And with that, I thank all of you for listening and joining me. And you know how to reach me. Thank you.